Support for The Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Vesper Concert Series of First United Methodist Church has a long history of bringing great concerts to our community. That continues this weekend with another great British choral ensemble. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the sanctuary of First United Methodist Church here in Lubbock, which is going to be the venue for a concert coming up this Sunday featuring one of the great British choral ensembles. And with us today to discuss all of this is Dr. Seung-Won Cho, who is the Director of Traditional Music Ministries here at First United Methodist Church. Dr. Cho, welcome to The Front Row. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is part of a series of concerts known as the Vesper Concert Series. Mm-hmm. This is something the church has done for a long time. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay. So FEMC Vesper Series is a concert series that has been established in 1977 by our former Minister of Music, Dr. Gordon McMillan. Since then, for more than 40 years, we have hosted the finest soloists, instrumentalists, and vocal ensembles from all over the world and from our own community. Those musicians include Clare College, St. Louis Brass, Chanticleer, King Singers, Talis Scholar, Stile Antico, and David Brandon, and Jeffrey Lastraps. And the list goes on and on.
Right.
All of our events in the Vesper Series are offered with free admission as a ministry to the people of Lubbock and the South Plains. This series is made possible by the generous contributions of FEMC Friends of Music, and we are so grateful for their faithful support for us to continue to fulfill our mission.
Right, that's a long list of great performers mm-hmm. that you just talked about, and many of us remember lots of those performances over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So you have another great British choral ensemble coming this Sunday, Voces 8. Mm-hmm. How did you come across them?
Well, one of our choir members actually presented a gift, a city, to me.
Oh.
That city was the Voices 8 ensemble city. And
right.
I've listened to it, and I just fell in love with them. And I contacted them in 2017, mm-hmm. and they were not available until 2019. Mm. So I think it was last year we booked this date
right.
in advance to secure the concert date. So, yeah,
excellent.
I'm grateful for that city. And
absolutely. Are they on an American tour?
I think so. They're in Dallas this week and Lubbock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, for people who want to come to the concert, which, by the way, is this Sunday,
uh-huh.
December 8th at 5 p.m. right here in the sanctuary of the church,
mm-hmm.
what kind of program will they present?
So it's going to be absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, exquisite program. It's all about Advent tales and classical traditional Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
So first half includes Victoria's Regina Caeli, and then Michael Praetorius' Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, translated by as a Lohau, a rose air blooming,
mm-hmm.
and Benjamin Britten's A Hymn to the Virgin, okay, and Lachmaninoff's Bogorodice Devo,
mm-hmm.
translated as Ave Maria, and this is kind of contemporary composer, Philip Stofford, Ave Maris, Stella, mm-hmm. newly commissioned piece for mm-hmm. Voces 8. And same composers, another lullaby, Luli Lula Lule, mm-hmm. beautiful carol. And also Hieronymus Praetorius Magnificat Quinti Toni. And then second half follows and Magnificat by Palestrina, and some familiar carols, The Oxen, The Three Kings, Christmas Lullaby, and then it concludes with Silent Night, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Let It Snow, arranged by their own arranger in residence, Jim Clements. Yeah.
What a great program.
Absolutely.
A lot of traditional favorites from mm-hmm. even back in the Renaissance that we all know, and a lot of texts from early times, even if they're set more contemporary music, but the text is old, mm-hmm. and a lot of familiar pieces that everyone will enjoy.
Absolutely.
What's not to like?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm looking forward to it, and so thrilled to have them.
So Voces 8, I guess, is eight voices.
Yes.
So just eight of them. Is that right?
There are eight people, two sopranos, one alto, one countertenor, and two tenors, and two basses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty familiar for British groups to voice like that.
Very balanced.
Right, uh-huh. right. And a male and a female alto.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of things possible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, particularly in the early music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they'll sound good in this venue.
I think so.
Yeah, this will be a very nice place for them for mm-hmm. them to sing. Looking around, there's still quite a lot of construction, uh-huh. as we can see. Tell us just a little bit about what all is happening, because people will come in on Sunday and see evidence of the construction. Tell us about what's happening.
Yes, so since November 2018, we've started renovation of our Forest Memorial organ, mm-hmm. pipe organ system. Since then, it was a great blessing to replace our antiphonal organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's brand new now.
The organ in the back.
Organ in the back in the gallery, basically balcony. And then now chancel organ system, swell and great choir, solo division. They're all replaced by brand new, almost brand new pipes. Mm-hmm. Under the supervision of Lutruno Company, mm-hmm. Quebec, Canada.
Right.
Uh-huh. So we have scaffolding here. Along with our organ renovation, we also were able to plaster and paint our sanctuary wall. It was damaged by the water leaks mm-hmm. years ago, and we were so fortunate to be able to conduct this project this year.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
So all of these things could be done sort of at once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This year. Uh-huh. Yeah. So scaffolding is still up here in the front of the sanctuary, but we are still able to see the Jesus with a rose window.
Yeah, and, right.
And there are some organ parts and crates, boxes, and the pews, but we still be able to accommodate a lot of people here.
Yeah, so, yeah, sure.
That's not a problem, but it's just a mess.
But you know, it's exciting. You know,
it is exciting.
You see the scaffolding and stuff like that, but you know that later this in the spring of next year, it will all come down mm-hmm. and everything will be back, and we'll have a venue and an organ that can go on for the foreseeable future for a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our organ dedication concert, initially scheduled in February 2020, will be postponed.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it'll be most likely in September 2020.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good to know, because people will be curious about that.
Yes.
Well, all right. So for the concert on Sunday, 5:00 here in the sanctuary, people can just come, right? It's open?
It's open, no tickets. Just free admission, free childcare available.
Okay, mm-hmm. great. Childcare, that's good to know.
Yep.
And probably a reception afterwards.
Reception follows afterwards by our renowned reception committee.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And they'll probably, unless I miss my guess, they'll bring CDs.
CDs, yeah. Yes. So people can purchase their Decca labels CDs.
Right,
uh-huh.
right. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll have the same experience you did with
CD. So. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dr. Seong-Won Cho, thank you very, very much for being our guest on the Front Row today, and we will see you on Sunday night.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.